Thank you and good afternoon. We begin this afternoon's news with a Monday night traffic stop that was conducted by Fortuna Police, which led to the discovery of a live grenade. Around 5:30, 27-year-old Nick Lopez was driving on a suspended license and spinning his tires on 12th Street. He was subsequently pulled over for a traffic stop, where officers saw a loaded .22 caliber rifle in plain view in Lopez's vehicle. A search of the vehicle was conducted and a live grenade was discovered as well. After Lopez confirmed that it was indeed a live grenade, Lopez was arrested by authorities and a perimeter was set up, closing off 12th Street for 4 hours. Along with the Fortuna Fire Department, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit reported to the scene and used a robot to safely remove the device to the parking lot of Fortuna High School. A sandbag perimeter was set up and the Fortuna gym was evacuated while the grenade was safely detonated. Lopez was arrested for possession of an explosive and the .22 rifle was confiscated. This morning, Arcata Fire responded to a report of a fatal industrial accident at the Sierra Pacific Industries on the Samoa Peninsula. A worker on site was inside a basket at the end of a boom about 25 feet in the air when it suspected their basket came into contact with a live overhead power line. The Arcata Fire District, along with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department, reported to the scene. It took about 20 minutes for Arcata Fire, the sheriffs, and workers on site to get the basket lowered so that paramedics could treat the adult male victim, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Arcata Fire Public Information Officer Jenny Williamson said that fire inspectors are working with the Division of Occupational Safety and Health, PG&E, and Sierra Pacific personnel to determine exactly what caused the accident. A woman was found dead at the scene of a single-vehicle traffic collision on private property in the 100 block of 12th Street in Fortuna yesterday afternoon. When officers from the Fortuna Police Department responded to the scene, they discovered that a Ford Explorer had collided with a vacant apartment, and the woman associated with the vehicle was pinned against the wall. The woman suffered fatal injuries as a result of the collision. The investigation into the incident is being conducted by the Fortuna Police Department, along with the Humboldt County Coroner's Office. Investigators and evidence technicians from the Eureka Police Department are inspecting a 2005 Yukon SUV that was recovered Monday morning. Eureka Police received a call that the Yukon matched the description of a vehicle that was involved in an early morning high-speed pursuit. The pursuit ended when the vehicle drove northbound in the southbound lanes, causing law enforcement to end the pursuit for the public's safety. The SUV was reported stolen out of Lancaster on December 15th, and as of right now, no suspects have been connected with the vehicle, and the driver's whereabouts are unknown. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that it's the 2015 year, two new laws have gone into effect. Dan Squire has more.
The California Highway Patrol issued a press release alerting residents in the state of two new laws that have gone into effect in 2015. The first law has modified the regulations surrounding limousine services in the state that limit the number of passengers in any vehicle to 10 and requires each vehicle to come equipped with fire extinguishers. The bill was sparked by a deadly limousine incident that saw five women die in an August 2013 limousine fire in Redwood City. The second law allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses in California as long as they can provide proof of residency and have met all the other requirements to obtain a license, including taking and passing driving and written tests. Tens of thousands are expected to apply for licenses in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Dan. Eureka police officers on patrol in the 1600 block of 4th Street on Monday afternoon spotted a 50-year-old warrant suspect, Michael Barrett, outside of a motel. The officers contacted Barrett and was taken into custody on the warrants regarding the sale of methamphetamine. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP unit were called to the scene and conducted a search of Barrett's room in the motel and discovered more than $12,000 in counterfeit currency. The fake bills were turned over to the Secret Service, and Barrett was booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.